Ted.
Tatter Ned. Hello, my name is Ed.
We are weird.
Catch our show when you can. We do not make sense.
Hi. I'm Ted.
Who is Ed? And I'm Ed.
She's Ed.
All right, we're not doing a musical number today.
Together, we're Ted and Ned.
Hello, people of the ears.
Hi.
Today, we are going to make a podcast about us watching a movie.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll be really entertaining. So, let's see what we're going to watch. Let's sit down on the couch.
Ploop.
Meow!
Okay, well, what should we watch? Let's see. We could watch 5 different ways to make plaid sheets.
I don't want to watch that. Let's do something else.
Okay, well, we could watch a tutorial on how to make a single peanut butter sandwich.
I don't like peanut butter.
What?
Also, what is that?
Alright, moving on. We could watch 50 pockets in 50 seconds.
What even is that?
I don't really want to know. Moving on.
Okay.
But there's nothing really good to watch.
What about Cows to Trees, a documentary on how cows like to turn into trees every winter?
Did you just make that up? I don't even
see that. No, it's right there.
Hey, look, it's the duck walking contest. It's whoever walks most like a duck.
Oh, I thought you walked a duck.
No, that's silly.
Meow!
You know, I wish there was a nice, easy, convenient way
convenient.
To watch movies.
Convenient.
Hey, y'all! I'm the banana.
I was taking a nap.
I'm really convenient.
Why are you here?
To help you watch a movie, obviously. I heard someone say convenient.
What was that, like 5 minutes ago?
No, it was more like 3 seconds.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, what do you have in mind?
Well, all you have to do is log on to UBN Plus, the new modern streaming service for TV and movies.
That exists?
Yeah, it's called UBN Plus. It was developed by Studios.
What Studios?
It's called Studios. It's a company. It's called Studios. They developed UBN Plus.
What else did they develop?
This podcast.
What?
Oh, and they also made UBN Minus.
What's that?
All it is one page with a video of a wall.
Meow!
Anyway, back to UBN Plus. It has an extensive category of movies and TV shows for all your delight.
Like what?
Oh, well, here's one. It's called Beauty and the Banana. It's about this old, crinkly old banana that lives in a castle in a faraway land where it's always winter. And he,
Is this a Hallmark movie?
No, it's a love story between this princess. Well, she's not a princess yet because the banana's a prince and she becomes a princess when she marries him.
It sounds like a Hallmark movie.
It's not. It was made by UBN Plus.
Meow!
Well, what else is there? That doesn't really tickle my funny bone.
Can I tickle your funny bone?
No.
Why?
Because it's mine.
I'm right here.
Okay. Here's another one. Banana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Peel.
The Lost Pea?
Oh, the Lost Peel. Like a banana peel?
Why is it lost? It's just a banana peel.
Anyway, the story is there's this really cool archaeologist named Banana Jones. He was originally going to be named after a state, but the company decided to go against that. I think it was like Alabama Jones or something. They changed it to Banana Jones.
That's not important to the storyline.
Anyway, he is this archaeologist guy that goes on this adventure to find the sacred golden banana peel from Bonania.
I'm noticing a theme with the names of things, but I can't quite put my finger on it.
Yeah, it's really weird. Maybe it's that they all start with the letter B.
Meow!
Next movie on the list! Oh, no, there's no list. Oh, wait, look, there's this one. Banana of Oz. Yeah, well, it's about this girl named Wendy. She hits her head on a shelf when her house is stuck in a tornado.
Why is her house in a tornado? Why did it
Because she lives in Kansas. Anyway, the tornado takes her to this magical place called Oz where she meets a scarecrow, a lion, and a man made of metal. And
Metal Man!
They go on a journey down the orange brick road to meet this guy named the Banana of Oz who apparently can help fix all their problems because they have a lot of mental issues.
Meow!
Yeah, not really feeling this one, no.
All right. Let's look at this one. Oh, this one's an absolute family classic. It's a UBN Plus original also.
Let me guess, it's about a banana.
Not exactly. This one is called Banana Poppins. This is about Banana Poppins, and there's this family with some annoying bratty kids, and the family decides to call the nanny from the clouds to be their nanny and take care of these annoying kids. So Banana Poppins gets the call, and she's like, oh, okay, I'll come down. And she flies down from the clouds on a cow.
What?
And
she falls from the sky on a cow?
And then she comes to go take care of these kids and give them some medicine.
She falls from the sky on a cow.
No, Ed, don't be silly. The cow flies.
Meow!
You know what? Next movie, I'd rather not watch a movie about a nanny cow.
I don't think the cow's the nanny, but okay.
Alright, next up, I think you guys are really gonna like this one. It's called Lord of the Banana.
Lord of the Banana?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Randolph!
What?
I love this movie!
Well, okay, why are you here?
I love this movie! Oh, my cousin's in it, Gandalf the Grey. Do you know him? I'm Randolph the Red. That's Gandalf the Grey. When I joined the Wizard Squad, they gave me a name that didn't match my uniform. I don't know why.
You have a uniform?
Yes, it's blue.
What's this movie about? All I know is that there's a wizard that's colored gray.
It's about this adventure of some besties going to protect a ring, also known as the Bonanna.
What? There's a banana ring?
Yes.
I want a banana ring.
It's called the Lord of the Bonanna because it's the one banana to rule them all.
The banana's a king?
No. It's a mind-controlling banana ring. Oh.
I like this movie.
Yes, I knew you would. And don't forget about that other villainous evil creature.
In the movie?
Yeah. It's this little snarkly creature that lives in a hole in the ground and wants this ring because it's precious.
Are you talking about me? I'm just Jolene. And no. I'm not snarky and I don't live in a hole. I live in an elevated cylinder.
What are you, a geometry teacher?
No, I'm a judge.
Oh, I forgot to mention, this little snarkly little creature likes to judge people because it's evil.
Why are you just mentioning that right after I said I was a judge?
It just came to me right after that.
Let's watch this movie. TV, can you turn on the movie?
Okay.
Bye-bye. UBN. UBN. Bye-bye.
So, this is the premise of Lord of the Flies. The rings. The Lord of the Fly rings. Bananas are in there too.
Actually, it's Lord of the Banana.
So, the movie opens on a small little village where a bunch of children are. They all have no shoes and hairy toes. And they all like food, like, a lot. Like, it's kind of concerning. I'm kind of concerned about their intake and health. But anyway, they go with this old guy. These children go with this old guy, random guy, who's tall and has a beard. It's really, really long. He really needs to cut it. It's not healthy for his hair. And then they meet this other guy who sends them on a journey with a piece of jewelry that they wear, but they don't wear it because it'll turn them invisible. So then they go into this random restaurant and they see this guy in the corner and they're like, yeah, we like him. And he's just sitting there and apparently he's a king, but his sword's broken and that makes him a king. He's a good king though because his sword isn't full. And then there's another guy that's also a king or a prince. Something royal. He has a full sword, so he's bad and he dies with arrows. And then he's not a king. And then there's these two other guys that are like besties and they have a competition where they kill people. One of them's really tall and really blonde and Orlando Bloom. And then the short Gimli guy knows Indiana Jones and they're like also besties. So then they go around the world killing people while also walking and burning all those calories from those all those food that they ate. And also people are trying to kill them. There's like these dark angel horses that like really hurt if you touch them. And then there's like magical elf people that never die, which is kind of weird. Because like, how is that possible? And then there's this eyeball that just floats in the sky, and apparently it can see you if you wear a piece of jewelry. But no one else can see you, just that eye. But not always.